we've got two spare rooms. We don't need two. We like to keep one for friends. And I have two sons who, as far as I know, have never been in the situation where they've needed a bed urgently, as far as I know. So it sounded like a good thing to do. And one thing that appealed to us, that there was a strap line to Night Stop, dealing with homelessness one night at a time. So it wasn't a long-term commitment, which we haven't got time for, but one night at a time, one or two nights at a time, we felt was very copable with. Come in. Whoever's turning up on the doorstep, we know it's the right person. So we're given a name, an age, a short physical description, and usually why it is they don't have anywhere to sleep that night, whether it's a breakup in the family, or often they've been sofa surfing and they've now run out of goodwill. One came from outside Brighton, which is unusual, but she was escaping an abusive relationship with a stepfather and needed to get out quickly. We're asked what time we can have the young person. I usually say 7:30 because we're back.
Bathroom's upstairs. Do you want to come and have a look? Here. Bedside light there if you want to do any reading. And there's a plug down to charge your phone.
Mostly they want to eat. Sometimes they prefer not to, or they're going to come a bit later because they've been with a friend, something like that. And then when we're given an on-call number, which we can use if there's any problem or if they haven't turned up.
And this is your bathroom. We won't be using this, so this is just for you. The shower's always left on, so you just operate it on the dial up there.
One of my sons said to his wife, "Do you think Mum should be doing this?" And our friends, several of them, had similar reactions. I don't know if they thought, have an axe murderer coming up the stairs. Often they said, "How did you feel when you went to bed at night?" And it wasn't a problem. I don't know. I often had their friends staying when they were both younger. But of course it was slightly different because we knew them. No, we didn't have any main concerns. I suppose our concern was that we were going to do it right, particularly our first time. A couple of times we've been asked to have someone who had... there was one where I was told he had anger issues, drug abuse issues, something like that. And so we thought, oh, this is our first real challenge. In fact, he didn't turn up.
Would you like a cup of tea? Oh, actually, there's already water in there.
It was one thing that we were a little bit worried about before we started. Does this look a bit too much? Would it make a visitor whose family had broken up feel, oh my God, look, I'm surrounded by family photos here? No one's ever said that. We just wanted to make sure that we didn't intimidate them in any way. We'd previously agreed that we wouldn't do things like eat at the table, quiet conversation. We would always have the television on. We'd eat on our laps to try and keep it very ordinary and informal. It's staggering and very gratifying. I always used to like what I cook, which was really nice.
There's cereal. I'll leave bread for toast. There's the toaster and there's jam, honey, marmalade, Marmite, milk in the fridge. Tea and coffee I'll leave out, and I'll leave out the plates and the cups and spoons.
We put the television on, which we never normally do, but just so that they can come sit on the sofa and it's much more relaxed. They were the things we'd agreed. We didn't have any concerns about the young people themselves.
If you'd like to smoke, if you don't mind going outside the front door, But if you need to smoke during the evening, I'll unlock the garden door.
They've all been respectful. They've all said thank you. Some have had personal hygiene issues, which have been sometimes quite profound. But hey, you know, if that's as bad as it gets. No, they've been really positive. They've all got their own story, which is fascinating. And then you know that you're not here to give them counselling in any way. Nightstop does that. Our brief is to give them a warm welcome, a hot meal, a bath or a shower if they want it, a bed and breakfast. And then usually in the morning they're going back to Ovest House in West Street, where there's help with housing and various other issues. So it's not our place to be giving them advice in any way. I never bring up the reason they're here unless they do, and 9 times out of 10 they do. And then we just listen and we comment, because it would appear strange if we didn't, but not giving advice or anything like that, because that's not our brief. This that we do is an intervention between having somewhere to live and actual long-term homelessness. This hopefully stops that spiral. For us, it's a really easy thing to do to hopefully make some kind of difference. And we're grateful that our kids haven't been in that situation. It is a really easy thing to do.